What if everything you believed about success was wrong? While most executives wear exhaustion like a badge of honor, one man quietly dismantled this myth, not through theory, but through living proof. Managing billions in assets, teaching at Harvard, serving on multiple boards, writing books, and still making it home for family dinner, all without burning out. The secret wasn't superhuman stamina. It was a radical realization. Productivity has nothing to do with hours worked and everything to do with results achieved. When Microsoft's CEO made this philosophy required reading for his leadership team, he understood what most professionals miss. Busyness is the enemy of effectiveness, and the cult of overwork is bankrupting both our careers and our lives. Most professionals spend only half their time on what truly matters. A McKinsey survey found just 9% of executives feel satisfied with their time allocation. This isn't a time management problem. It's a clarity crisis. Start with brutal honesty. List everything you need to accomplish, then organize across three horizons: career aims, 5 years, objectives, 3 to 24 months, and targets, next week. Think of it like architecture. Weekly targets are bricks, objectives are walls, career aims are the building. Rank these using three filters. What do you want to do? What are you good at? What does the world need from you? The intersection is your sweet spot. Understanding your boss's priorities transforms you from task completer to strategic contributor. Most discover a painful mismatch between stated priorities and calendars. The fix? Review your tiered to-do list weekly. Break large projects into specific actions with deadlines and set good enough criteria for deliverables. Conduct monthly calendar audits. Eliminate or delegate anything misaligned with top priorities. Being busy isn't being productive. Most professionals gather mountains of data, hoping insight will emerge. It rarely does. Instead, form tentative conclusions immediately, then test them. This isn't reckless, it's strategic. A Harvard researcher studying a Chinese insurance company quickly formulated specific hypotheses about critical issues rather than spending weeks in general research. These rebuttable hypotheses, educated guesses that guide your work but remain open to revision, gave her immediate direction. Equally crucial are mid-flight checks. A graduate student researching foundation investments discovered midway through that trustees cared more about recruiting professionals than legal risks. This pivot produced findings that actually mattered. Procrastination sabotages this approach. Combat it by breaking projects into smaller pieces, eliminating distractions, addressing fear of failure, and creating evenly spaced mini deadlines with accountability partners. The biggest barrier is organizational cultures worshiping hours over outcomes. The antidote requires managers to set clear goals and metrics rather than monitoring hours, while employees earn trust through consistent results to negotiate flexibility. Not everything deserves your best effort. Match your time commitment to a project's importance. Pursue excellence for high priority objectives. For low priority tasks, good enough is perfect. The OHI principle, only handle it once, transforms how you manage requests. Decide immediately, respond or ignore. Following the 80-20 rule, skip 80% of requests entirely. For legitimate ones, respond immediately or schedule a specific time. Delaying multiplies effort because you'll re-find and reread everything. Email exemplifies this principle. Schedule specific check-in times rather than monitoring constantly. Read the most recent reply in long threads first. Avoid unnecessary reply all responses and one word thanks replies. Multitasking works only when neither activity requires full attention. Your brain cannot focus on multiple important tasks simultaneously. It toggles between them, wasting time with each switch. But you can combine low-attention activities, checking email during elevator rides or writing memos during conference calls. Never multitask with customers, people with power over your career, or in situations requiring total commitment. Accept good enough work on minor tasks so you can create excellent work where it matters. As you advance, spend less time on minutiae to develop higher-level skills. When facing bureaucratic roadblocks, change wasteful rules if you have authority. Otherwise, find creative interpretations or request exemptions when appropriate. Master your calendar with a two-column system. Appointments on the left, their purpose and strategic value on the right. Color code by priority to quickly assess whether meetings deserve your time. Build 30-minute buffers between commitments. LinkedIn's Jeff Weiner emphasizes that effective time management means creating space to think, not just reacting. These gaps prevent cascading delays and allow room for unexpected opportunities. Simplify your morning routine to preserve mental energy. Decision-making depletes your brain, causing decision fatigue. Keep mornings mechanical. Lay out clothes the night before, eat the same breakfast, follow an identical schedule. Mark Zuckerberg wears gray t-shirts daily. Barack Obama limited his suit choices. Always eat breakfast. Skipping it diminishes cognitive performance by up to 15%. A 30-minute nap between 1 and 3 p.m. significantly refreshes alertness. NASA trials showed even 10-minute naps boost alertness by 54% and performance by 34%. Sleep and exercise are non-negotiable. 6 hours of sleep nightly decreased cognitive performance by 40%. Aim for 8 consistent hours with regular schedules. Regular exercise improves mood by 41%, increases efficiency by 21%, and reduces sick days by 27%. Schedule it like any critical meeting. Meetings consume 35% of middle managers' workdays and up to 60% for executives. Reserve them for building relationships with outsiders or face-to-face debate. Information-sharing meetings waste time. Use email instead. Never hold meetings out of habit. Keep meetings under 60 minutes, never exceeding 90. After 90 minutes, participants become too exhausted for productive engagement. Research shows attention lapses significantly after just 10 to 18 minutes. Effective meetings require 5 elements: a clear agenda with advanced materials, concise presentations, vigorous debate, plain language, and buy-in from all participants. Use the rebuttable hypothesis approach. Share your tentative view while explicitly inviting disagreement. Most bosses underestimate their influence. Even casual remarks sound like commands. And with specific action items, responsible parties, and deadlines, all recorded and distributed. Let participants set their own timetables, creating ownership through the IKEA effect. People value what they help create. Business travel demands meticulous advance planning. Despite improved telecommunications, face-to-face interaction remains essential. Research your destination's culture and consult local contacts. Avoid checking luggage. For overnight flights, business class justifies the cost. You need at least a 40-degree recline for decent sleep versus coaches 17.5 degrees. Skip alcohol, but drink 1 quart of water per 4 hours. Adopt your destination schedule immediately to combat jet lag. The greatest challenge is family separation. Call home daily, preferably via video. Productivity's true purpose isn't career advancement. It's creating time for what matters. Map your 168 weekly hours across work, family, community, and yourself. Then imagine gaining 5 extra hours weekly. Your answer reveals your priorities. Nearly 80% of employers offer flexible schedules. If yours doesn't, present evidence. Flexible arrangements boost retention from 75% to 90% and cut absenteeism by 20%. Working until 8-10 p.m. nightly signals poor time management, not dedication. Even Hank Paulson, former Goldman Sachs CEO, negotiated to be home for his children's bedtime. Successful professionals with children need either a dedicated co-parent or reliable help. Build support networks, arrange carpools, hire house cleaners, embrace takeout. The revolution isn't about doing more, it's about mattering more. True productivity means achieving what matters most while reclaiming the life you want. Choose results over busyness, clarity over chaos, and meaning over motion. No one remembers how many hours you worked. They remember what you accomplished and who you were when you came home.